Welcome back to the FPL Draft Hub podcast. It's episode 3, and we're looking ahead at the first round of waivers ahead of game week 2. Hello, fantasy managers, and welcome back to the FPL Draft Hub podcast. If it's your first time listening, my name's Mitch, and I'm your host. This week, we're going to be going through some of the potential waivers you might be looking at tomorrow ahead of game week 2. Quite a lot to get through this week, as we don't have a lot of information after game week 1, so not many have particularly risen above the crowd. So we're going to be talking about quite a few players across the different teams this week. At the end, I'm going to pick a couple of players to go into a regular feature I'll be doing each week. Got the Nicholas Anelka player of the week. That's the mercenary to bring in, do a job, send on his way again the next week. Not someone that you're interested in for any long-term gains, just simple in and out. And we'll also be picking a player for the Raheem Sterling Rising Star Award. So this is going to be a player who could prove to be a great asset down the stretch, and one that we'll keep tabs on as the season progresses. So I'm going to try and briefly discuss all of the teams. I'm going to go in reverse alphabetical order for want of any other better reason. So I'm going to start with Wolves to kick things off. Looking at their fixtures in the next few weeks, not the best run. Home to Man United and Burnley, then away to Everton, home to Chelsea and then away to Palace. Given how they performed on the opening day of the season, those games could be testing. It's fairly likely that the forwards would have already been drafted in your league. I don't see much point in bringing in Cotrone. I don't think he's going to get many Premier League minutes, at least initially. And I don't really see enough in the fixtures to warrant bringing in the likes of Moutinho, Neves or Dendonka. I think the defensive options are pretty stable in Doherty, Bowley and Cody. So if any of those are still free and you're desperate, you could bring one of those in, but I would probably wait on Wolves in general. Next up, we've got West Ham. Probably unfair to judge them after their first game week. For them, their season really starts now. They've got a good run of fixtures coming up. Away to Brighton, away to Watford, two winnable games. Then at home to Norwich and away to Villa, again, both very winnable games before going to Old Trafford. I would avoid any of their attacking assets outside the likes of Haller up front, Fornals, Lanzini and Felipe Anderson. I think they're going to be the mainstay, at least initially. They've got lots of good defensive options. Should be enhanced by a bit of stability at the back and Rice protecting them in front. If I had to go for one of them, I think Fredericks would be my first choice, who looks nailed on to start at right back. Could see some attacking returns as well as clean sheets. And if not, I'd go for Diop or Balbuena at options 2 and 3. Then looking at Watford, not a great display against Brighton. Not quite as bad as the results suggest, but certainly disappointing for a first game at home. I would assume the likes of Deulofeu and Deeney will be drafted in your leagues. You could consider bringing Andre Gray, but I think there are probably better options out there across the league. Deulofeu could return to the centre forward role moving on, as he was in the sort of midfield pair behind the front two last week. No other really inspiring choices at the moment. Hollabas, Cathcart, Dawson, Kiko Firmino. You could all bring in for one or two week stints, but nothing more beyond that. Next is Spurs. Maybe not the week to bring in any of their defensive options, going away to Manchester City. After this game, though, they do have quite a good run of fixtures. Newcastle at home, the derby against Arsenal, and then they play Palace, Leicester and Southampton. I think in defence, as I said, after this week, Davinson Sanchez could turn out to be the rock in defence this year. Alderweireld looks almost certainly set to leave on a free at the end of the season. And now Vertonghen also looks like he's fallen into Pochettino's bad books after apparently starting the season with not the best fitness levels. So it could be the year that Davinson Sanchez becomes the mainstay at the back. Kyle Walker-Peters looks set to continue at right back for at least the next 2 weeks, and his form will determine how long he keeps that place nailed down for. So if he's left, he could be worth picking up, may even be worth parking him on the bench if he's available this week, and then looking to start him beyond that. In terms of attacking options, I think most of the usual suspects will have been drafted. If anyone was put off enough to have left Eriksen undrafted or is looking at selling him on, I would pick him up. I think on balance, it's looking like he's going to stay. I don't think there's going to be many suitable clubs out there at the moment, and he may end up, unfortunately, doing an Aaron Ramsey and hanging around and leaving on a free at the end of the year. Another team now who I would probably avoid for the time being, that's Southampton. Again, not a great display on the opening day and a fairly bad run of fixtures. Going up to, hosting Liverpool, then going away to Brighton, and then hosting Man U. Can honestly see them getting 0 points out of nine there. Decision really comes down to how you rate Liverpool defensively without Alisson, and whether you want to opt for a Southampton attacking asset who could nick a goal or an assist. Personally, wouldn't go down that route. If you were going to, I think Che Adams is definitely the one to pick if he's still in your waiver pile. Had a good opening game despite not getting a goal. Definitely nailed on to start with Danny Ings up front. Other than that, I would avoid their defence like the plague. They made Burnley look like Juventus. That's about enough said about that. Next is one of the first of the three newly promoted teams, Sheffield United, who so far fared the best out of the three. Managed to get a well-deserved point, I'd say, against Bournemouth. Looked a very solid defensive unit. Only conceded a very scrappy goal after a bit of ping-pong in the box after a corner. They've got a decent run of fixtures coming up. At home to Palace, then away to Leicester. Then they've got Southampton at home and Everton away. And out of those four games, could easily see them keeping one or two clean sheets. As mentioned in the last podcast, Ender Stevens is probably my main pick from that Sheffield defence. He's 29, playing in the sort of left wing back role in a 3-5-2. Great stats from last year. Can definitely see some attacking and defensive returns from him. So definitely would be one I'll be looking to waiver in this week. Sharp and McGoldrick look set to share a lot of the minutes up front, and neither of them look a particularly tempting asset for me at the moment. Don't expect Sheffield to score many goals, and if they do manage to stay up, it will be down to their defence more than their goal-scoring prowess. But if I had to be sold on one Sheffield attacking player, it would be Robinson, who is down as a mid, but definitely playing up front and looks set to be the mainstay there, partnering either Sharp or McGoldrick. So if I had to pick one, I'd go for him. On to the second of the newly promoted teams now, and Norwich. Similar to West Ham, I think it's hard to judge them based on one away game at Anfield, but I thought they did okay, especially in the second half. They do have a terrible run of fixtures to start the league, so having been to Anfield, they've got a game against Newcastle and Chelsea at home, then go away to West Ham, then host Manchester City, before going away to Burnley and Crystal Palace. Really tough run there, and they could be the team that's propping up the table early doors. I think the standouts really are Pukki and Buendia. I would take them if they're still available in your league. I think Norwich are going to leak a lot of goals, but will score a few as well. And Farke, the manager, has made it clear that Norwich aren't going to change the way they play this year. So I expect plenty of 4 and 5-1 defeats from them. And it's just whether or not you're looking to try and bank on getting that one goal or assist from one of the guys up top. Next, we've got Mike Ashley's Black and White Army. Newcastle looked very poor against Arsenal. Looked completely devoid of ideas going forward. No creativity in the middle. Pretty average at the back. Just impressed at how quickly Steve Bruce has been able to imprint himself on that Newcastle squad in what could have been a very winnable game event against a very average Arsenal defence. They've got some okay fixtures coming up, away to Norwich, then away to Spurs, at home against Watford, and then away to Liverpool. Really difficult to recommend any of the Newcastle players at the moment. Joe Linton and Almiron showed early signs of a partnership developing there. But if they can't make things happen against Norwich this week, it really doesn't bode well. Next, we've got a few teams where it's probably unlikely there's going to be that many options still left in the waiver pile. Man United, I expect all of their back four, including De Gea, to have been drafted, but be an absolute no-brainer if any of them are left around. They've got a great run of fixtures. Five very winnable games coming up against Wolves, Palace, Southampton, Leicester and West Ham. The only way you could probably try and shoehorn your way into that Man U team is by picking up one of the peripheral attacking players like Jesse Lingard, Juan Mata, maybe James or Pereira, but I expect the others to have all been gone. Manchester City, not really going to touch on at all. If there are any starters still going outside of Rodri or Fernandinho, I would pick them up. Maybe the likes of Zinchenko or Stones maybe slip through the net, but probably not a lot to go on there. Again, the same with Liverpool. I doubt any of their main options are free. Adrian in at goalkeeper is probably going to be the main option you've got. I think if you're in the boat of having drafted in Alisson, could be worth dropping your second keeper in favour of Adrian so you've got the two covered. Otherwise, wouldn't necessarily go out of my way to bring him in. We don't really know how him being there is going to affect the defence, which already didn't look brilliant against Norwich. Matip could be a punt if you think he's going to start. Played quite well in the Super Cup game on Wednesday, but still not entirely clear what the plan is for the right side of defence, whether he's just going to rotate Gomez and Trent Alexander-Arnold at right back and then also cycle Gomez in that right centre-back spot alongside Van Dijk. Certainly think that Van Dijk looks a lot more comfortable with Matip alongside him compared to Gomez, but we'll have to wait and see on that one. Then we have Leicester, who've got a pretty decent run of fixtures coming up. Go away to Stamford Bridge, but then have got Sheffield United and Bournemouth before going up to Old Trafford. New centre-back pairing, Evans being joined by Soyunja, who I didn't really know much about going into the season, would definitely be an upgrade over any Bournemouth or Burnley defensive players you might have. Almost certainly went undrafted. I doubt he'd have been on many people's radars outside of maybe Leicester supporters, and could be a player you end up sticking with for quite a long time over the season. Most of the attacking options will be gone, so I'm not going to talk too much about them. Barnes may be the only one you're able to pick up, but not convinced he's going to get much game time. Moving on then to Everton. I think if somehow Mina's free in your league, he'd definitely want to pick up. Got all three bonus points in the first game. They've got a great set of fixtures coming up. Five very winnable games against Watford, Villa, Wolves, Bournemouth and Sheffield United. In terms of other players that might be going, Calvert-Lewin, I think his minutes look under threat. Moise Keane got quite a decent run out, about half an hour in the first game, and can see him probably starting games within the month. Still think the majority of the goals are going to come from the players behind, namely Sigurdsson and Richarlison. Would wait and see how Iwobi slots in, and don't think Bernard's a particularly good fantasy asset. But any access you've got to that defence or front three players, I would definitely get involved. Then we've got Crystal Palace. Got a mixed set of fixtures over the next month or so. Home form was very poor last year, and they've got a couple of away games against Sheffield United and Man U, which could see them doing well in. Zaha didn't start the game at the weekend, probably just because he wasn't quite in the right frame of mind, but apparently the rest of the squad have had a frank discussion with him this week and cleared the air, so would expect him to slot in up front alongside Benteke's at the weekend and carry on there. If you are sold on them defensively, there should be some options available there. Scott Dan Martin Kelly, Ward, or maybe even Van Aanholt if he's free, at least for 3 weeks, and you've got coverage there against game against Sheffield and Aston Villa. I would avoid Andre Ayew. As I said, I think Zaha's going to take his spot in the starting 11 and probably keep it for the rest of the year. Then we have Chelsea, got absolutely stuffed by Man U in the in their first game. Don't think that score was a fair reflection of the match. Certainly looked shaky at the back, but could have got two or three at the other end. They've got a very nice set of fixtures to try and set things straight. They've got Leicester this week before going to Norwich and then Sheffield and Wolves. I think Tammy Abraham is probably set to keep his spot up front for now. I also expect Barkley and Mount to keep their spots. So if you are able to pick up either of those two, I think Mount could potentially be free in your league. I think Rudiger will probably return to the starting 11 this weekend. He was on the bench in the Super Cup. He's back in full training. And Zouma's certainly done nothing to keep his spot in the team. He's had an absolute mare for the last couple of games. And as I said in the last pod, I fully expect Emerson to carry on at left back. And it's definitely his spot to lose now. Now, got a couple of teams who did surprisingly well in the first game week, Burnley and Brighton. Starting off with Burnley, I think the game was closer than the highlights suggest, but Barnes was absolutely clinical up front. He would be an absolute no-brainer if he's available to be selected. Goodmanson carried on reminding managers why everyone tends to have him in their squads at least once each year. I wouldn't recommend him at the moment. I think there are definitely better options out there, such as I've already mentioned, Robinson for Sheffield United and Mount for Chelsea, even Buendia at Norwich. They have a poor set of fixtures now with games against Arsenal, which is their absolute bogey team, Wolves and Liverpool. They do have a good run after that, so it may be best to wait until after the international break, just before game week 5, and then revisiting some of their players. Peters obviously came in and got 2 assists, probably the pick of the defenders at the moment, but Tarkovsky's obviously another safe pick there. And McNeil, although didn't do much in game week 1, is definitely one to keep an eye on after his promising end to last season. Then there's Brighton, who again had a great start to the season. Not sure how reflective that result is of a Brighton resurgence at the moment. Watford definitely had their chances to score in that game, but were also very poor. Tactically did nothing to combat Brighton's wide play, so we'll see how they fare against other opposition. Dan Byrne looks like he slotted in very well alongside Duffy and Dunk in the back three in this new formation that they're playing. Good run of fixtures coming up, a couple of home games against West Ham and Southampton, tough away game against City, and then a home game against Burnley and away to Newcastle. So definitely wouldn't wait on any of the Brighton assets if you're looking at getting any of them in. I think Montoya could be the number one Brighton defensive option in front of Duffy, playing at right wing back in the new 3-5-2. With March on the other wing, got forward a lot against Watford. As I said, Watford didn't do much to counteract him. But against West Ham, I think he could definitely take advantage of Creswell's lack of mobility. But we'll see. And in terms of who the likes of Montoya are feeding, Brighton's new boy, Neil Mopay, looks to be a very interesting punt. Already calmed the nerves with a substitute goal last week. Had a great season last year for Brentford, played 43 games, 25 goals and 8 assists. He's a proper centre-forward, skillful, gets involved, and then makes sure he's in and around the 6-yard box. People had been talking about Pukki being the new sort of Jimenez for this season, but for me, I think Mopay is the one to keep an eye on, and would definitely pick him up if he's there. In fact, I think if he is free in your draft, he would be my number one waiver target this week. Then, staying on the South Coast, we've got Bournemouth playing Aston Villa this week, but then don't have a great run of fixtures, playing Man City, Leicester and Everton. The usual suspects here will have gone Wilson, King and Fraser. Wouldn't be keen to put in any of their defenders until after the international break with that run of games. Could bring in the likes of Aki, Steve Cook, Rico or Metham for a one-weeker, but wouldn't be looking at them for anything beyond that. Then rounding up the third of the three newly promoted teams, Aston Villa.
Again, unfair to judge them after one away game against Spurs.
Got an okay set of fixtures coming up. Home to Bournemouth this week. Then games against Everton, Palace and West Ham. I think McGinn is the obvious option to look at based on last week and off the back of a decent season last year with 6 goals and 10 assists. Watching the game, most of the good moves seemed to go through him. Thought he took the goal very well. And if you like the look of Aston Villa's fixtures, he'd be the one I'd pick up. Finally, then, we've got Arsenal. Managed to grind out a good result against Newcastle in the end. Few new faces in the starting 11. Didn't quite gel up front. Didn't have a lot to do at the back. So defensively, I think we're made to look a little better than they are. Thought Maitland-Niles played very well and he looked good going forward as well. Interestingly, this week, Arsenal are the bookies' favourites to keep a clean sheet above all other teams, and they're playing their sort of favourite opposition in the Premier League in Burnley. Since Burnley came back up to the Premier League in 2014, they've played Arsenal 9 times and lost all 9 of them. I think Socrates is safe to carry on at centre-back, and it won't be long before David Luiz also gets introduced alongside him. They've got a fairly up-and-down set of fixtures over the next few weeks. As I said, they play Burnley. Then they've got a couple of tricky games against Liverpool and Spurs, a couple of easier games against Watford and Villa, Man United and then Bournemouth. So I think if any of their particularly nailed on players are free to pick up and you're able to keep them in that fourth or fifth spot in defence or midfield, they could be worth bringing in and out for the next few weeks. But certainly this week, I think if you are able to pull in one of the Arsenal defenders, according to the bookies, you're set for 6 points. So that's a quick roundup of all the Premier League teams and some of the players who I think you should look out for ahead of the waivers tomorrow and some of the ones to avoid. As I said at the beginning, going to select a couple of players now as part of a regular feature. So starting off with the Nicolas Anelka Player of the Week. As I said, this is a kind of mercenary pick that you're not looking at for any long-term gains, just to get in and out this week, get you a decent haul, and then you can shift them on again next week. And my pick for that this week is Socrates at Arsenal. Looks like a good bet to get a clean sheet. You never know, could get something more from a set piece. And I would, you know, extend that to any of the Arsenal back line if he's not available. Next is the Raheem Sterling Rising Star player. So as I said, this is a player who I'm going to kind of keep track of as the season progresses and as this list of players grows, so that we can see how good or bad my picks turn out to be. And the player to start this list is going to be a player who I spoke about a minute ago, Neil Mopay at Brighton. As I said, came on as a sub and scored in the first game. I think from this week he's going to start and keep that spot, and just looks like a really good, proper old-fashioned 6-yard box centre forward, and should be able to take over from Murray in the goal scoring department. And I think the likes of Gross, Montoya and the other wide players are going to really enjoy playing alongside him. So deadline for waivers is 11:30, Friday 16th of August. It's not long to go now. Ahead of the game week deadline on Saturday the 17th at 11:30, ahead of the early game, which is Arsenal against Burnley. So hope there's some food for thought amongst what I've said. Obviously, take it in with your own assessment. Hopefully I've brought up a few names you weren't considering, but best of luck ahead of the first round of waivers. Stay shook, and I'll be back in your ears next week.